Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast, see how long we can hang on, and then I take my 16 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're listening to the Purple Pants Podcast, which I was thinking it might be about Prince or something, but here's the extensive description that we get from Apple Podcasts, and that is that Bryce Ilza hosts the Purple Pants Podcast. That's it. So I know exactly what's coming because, well, it's Bryce Ilza, something like that. Now, the fun part of this was I went to play the first episode, and it said the episode was not available. So when we come back, we're going to listen to Purple Podcast or Purple Pants Podcast, which, number one, you're blowing your title. That is so important. And what did you do? You put the name of the podcast in again. You don't need to put the name of the podcast in again because it's right at the top of the screen. You seriously, you're blowing it here. But we're going to listen to New Era right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and here we go. The Purple Pants Podcast.
Hi, it's Harry Enten, your favorite CNN data guy. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka is a rarity in the music industry.
Well, that's surprising. This has to be some sort of pre-roll. And is there a lot of people that are wondering what happened to Neil Sedaka? Because, you know, breaking up is hard to do and love will keep us together.
Hit songs and decades-long career made him one of Billboard's most successful pop artists of all time.
Yeah, back when I was, I don't know, nine.
He also happens to be my uncle. Neil's story got me thinking, statistically, is that level of achievement still attainable in today's music business?
No, it's not.
On the latest Margins of Error, the story of Uncle Neil's hits and what it means to find success in a starkly different music industry. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, that's a horrible pitch. No website, just go find it, because we know that the search in Apple and Spotify is just primo. All right, can we get to the Purple Pants Podcast?
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, don't wait. Call 1-800-860-7373
or visit. The target audience is someone who is addicted to drugs that really, really likes Neil Sedaka. I'm assuming we're going to get to the Purple Pants Podcast after this.
We offer residential treatment for men and women, intensive outpatient treatment, counseling, and more. Call 1-800-860-7373 or visit ccdocle.org/addiction to start your...
Wow, CCDOD. Let's hear that again. What was that? That was a mouthful of letters right there.
Addiction and rehabilitation, leading to an alcohol and drug-free lifestyle. We offer residential treatment for men and women, intensive outpatient treatment, counseling, and more. Call 1-800-860-7373.
I remember that.
Or visit ccdocle.org/addiction to start your journey to recovery.
Wow.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. It's the Purple Pants Podcast.
So if I understand this correctly, you're saying that what I'm listening to right now is the Purple Pants Podcast? That's exciting. And so far, it's for who? What should I expect? I don't know.
She's trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. She's trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, episode 129, New Era, the Survivor News Edition. I serve as your humble and oh-so-gracious host, Bryce Ilza. Thank you for tuning in.
Bryce Ilza. So I butchered his name. Sorry, Bryce.
In this week, baby boy had to take a break, coming back from Hearts of Reality and throwing the Bryce in Win present.
What? Baby boy had to take a break. Who is baby boy? Huh, okay.
Boken finale party. Whoo, it was a lot. I just want to give a huge shout out to all of the survivors that came out, all of the friends and family that came out to watch this historic conclusion of this season.
Of what TV show? Did I miss that? Hold on, let's go back.
A
Mace and Wynn present Hoboken finale party. Who humble and oh so gracious host Bryce Isaiah.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Baby boy had to take a break, coming back from Hearts of Reality and throwing the Bryce and Wynn present.
Hearts of Reality and Bryce and Wynn present
Hoboken finale party. Whoo, it was a lot. I just want to give a huge shout out to all of the survivors that came out, all of the friends and family that came out to watch this historic conclusion of this season. I won't talk about it too much because that's what the podcast is for, but I just wanted to make sure.
Wait, that's what the podcast is for? Because you might have thrown that in at the beginning. Hey, welcome to the Purple Pants podcast where we talk about some sort of TV show.
That if you guys are not subscribed to the Purple Pants podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button on.
Because you've given me so much value right now that I'm dying to go hit the subscribe button.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcast.
People, that is a horrible thing to say. Listen to me. Apple and Spotify have horrible searches. Send them to your website where you have subscribe and follow buttons. It also reinforces your brand.
From where there, give your baby boy some 5 stars and write a review. Also,
wait, so is he baby boy? Is he talking in third person? Remember Bob Dole? He just died. Bob Dole used to talk about Bob Dole doesn't think this, and Bob Dole, is he talking in third person? That's obnoxious.
So you can follow along to this podcast on my YouTube page, Bryce Isaiah. Go over there, subscribe, give the video a thumbs up. Listen, baby boy is still in recovery mode.
Yeah, so baby boy is him.
Okay, listen, I did Hearts of Reality, Bryce.
What is Hearts of Reality? Apparently a TV show?
And when present and baby boy had to work, I'm still trying to recover, but I was so excited to watch this conclusion of this episode. It was truly historic. I won't give any spoilers in the event that somebody that listened hasn't watched, but by now you should have watched. But I'm excited to be joined this week by the baby boy, Jack Atkins and Wendell Holland, and we're going to break it all down.
Oh, so we're going to have guests on here as well, because we're 3 minutes in and I still have no idea what he's talking about.
Listen, I won't say too much more. Let's get this menu started.
It's a menu. It's a menu. Me and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew. It's a menu.
I thought the first time he said that, I thought he said it's man goo. And I was like, did he say man goo? Because that's...
Potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew.
For the sake of nothing.
Hello, and we are back this week.
Why y'all look excited?
We are back this week with your Survivor news. You have your baby boys.
Yeah, I can't take that. Let's be kind here. I'm not his target audience. I did go out and look as we were listening, and he's using FeedBurner. FeedBurner was a bad idea in 2012. It was a great idea in 2006. By 2012, it was a really bad idea. So I would almost bet the farm he's using Anchor. And if we kept listening to Baby Boy and his two other guests, my guess is there's probably one microphone. Just not a great intro. And the other thing is your pre-rolls, you're probably earning maybe a penny on those. So I hope, making me listen to commercials about Neil Sedaka was worth a penny to you, because I'm not coming back. A couple things here. Number one, explain what the show is for and who. The whole, like, hey, it's a show by Dave Jackson doesn't really make people want to click. So let us know what you're going to talk about. Like, if this is a show about Survivor, then A, you might want to call it something. Because I'm sure if I said, why is it called the Purple Pants Podcast, you would explain it to me and I'd go, oh, but right now I thought it was a show about Prince. And then explain who the show is for, what it's about, and, you know, if you want to do ads, that's fine. It's not a great first impression. And in the early days of when you're trying to grow your audience, you don't want any hurdles there. And then you had two guests. You buried the lead. You could have said, hey, welcome to the Purple Pants podcast. And instead, you talked about Hoboken and a bunch of other stuff that I had no idea. But if you said, hey, I got my friends Jeremy and Slimy or whoever, or, you know, Butch whatever, Sharon, Nancy are here, and we're going to break down the season finale of such and such. Okay, but I didn't get it. The whole third person thing for me is, you know, on one hand, you're very unique. I'll give you that. I haven't heard somebody talk about themselves in a long time, and Dave Jackson thinks that's a little weird when somebody, you know, when Dave Jackson thinks about talking in third person, it makes my brain hurt just a little bit. So if you would like to be featured right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super simple. All you got to do is go over to Podcast Rodeo Show, and you can click on, there's a button right at the top that says Get Reviewed. And you can click there, and we have reviews starting at $25 for just the beginning of your show. If you want a full private review, that's $99. And if you want the full total deluxe package, that's me and myself, Eric K. Johnson. And we go over your entire episode. We go over your entire website. We go over the goals of your show. And then we bring you on the show. So you basically get two consultants for the price of one. Check that out at podcastreviewshow.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. I bring my podcast polish, and I try to buff out the boring of your show. Always remember, there's room for improvement, and we'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.